Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a single that featured disc jockey chatter built into the record. The disc jockey who supplied that chatter was Robert Weston Smith, a charismatic announcer who, for a time, was the most famous radio personality in rock. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate an instrumental single by the New Orleans-born trumpet player who got his professional start at age 16 playing at a horse racing track close to home. 29 years later, he was the featured musical performer at the very first Super Bowl. Later, for our 3 from way downtown, we will listen to a 5-man band from Mount Prospect, Illinois, who covered a British hit single. By changing one line in the song, they secured American radio support not given to the original recording. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will present the very first TV theme song to hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. And it is not the theme from I Love Lucy, Batman, The Monkees, or The Partridge Family. But first, just as we do each week, we start with a single that was at some point perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1-week peak and then were gone with the wind. What kind of number 40 do we have for today? Well, we begin with a song written by a former member of the legendary British pub band, Brinsley Schwartz. While a member of Brinsley Schwartz, this musician was voted the best rhythm guitarist in England by the readers of the New Musical Express. After building his own recording studio in Wales and working as an engineer with album acts such as The Stranglers and Alexis Corner, he finally got around to making his own solo LP, which featured this catchy hit.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
with a song that was perched at number 40 for 1 week on the Cashbox charts, up from its previous position of number 44. That was Ian Gom and Hold On, which eventually hit number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 25 in Cashbox, thanks to early airplay support from WQSR-FM in Tampa and WXRT in Chicago.
All-Universe Top 40.
At number 20, we have an album track by a Colorado-based group formed in 1986 when guitarist Todd Moore transferred from Colorado State University to the University of Colorado in order to join his friends Brian Nevin on drums and Rob Squires on bass. Those three soon built up a huge following out west, touring over 400,000 miles in their van, which they called the Colonel. A few years later, their first major label album, Sister Sweetly, went platinum and produced two modern rock hits, Bittersweet and Broken-Hearted Savior. After a critically acclaimed appearance at the Horde Festival was released as a live album, the band became a touring phenomenon, all the while maintaining underground credibility with modern rock radio. In one single week back in my own music days, disc jockeys I visited in Lexington, Kentucky, Joliet, Illinois, and Kansas City, Missouri, each raved to me about the then-current Big Head Todd album, Riviera. Oddly, their respective stations were all spinning different individual tracks from that album. The jock from Kansas City, Steve Stevens, was giving spins to Juliana, which was my favorite selection from that album, and a track that, had it been released and properly promoted as a single, would have reached number 20.
This is day six, your last hello. Empty space here, that's your pillow. It's a black night.
Was a bona fide top 20 hit on KLRQ 96.1 in Kansas City. That was Big Head Todd and the Monsters with Juliana.
The This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a song that really did reach the number 11 position in Record World back in October of 1974. It is a unique tribute to a rock and roll radio legend that cleverly included some DJ chatter from that very legend himself. Robert Weston Smith was born in Brooklyn, New York on January 21, 1938. His father was the executive vice president of Financial World, the influential business magazine that began publishing in 1902. As a child, young Robert listened to a transoceanic radio, paying particular attention to the hosts who played rhythm and blues music over the air. After graduating from the National Academy of Broadcasting, Robert took on the name Daddy Jules and had a show on WYOU, Newport News, Virginia. After format changes took him from beautiful music to country and western, with two more names at successive stations, he decided to combine the Moondog character developed by Alan Freed with a voice technique employed by bluesman Howlin' Wolf to come up with Wolfman Jack at KCIJ in Shreveport. That led him to XERF in Mexico, which blasted a signal into the U.S. that was five times more powerful than the maximum allowed by U.S. law. Because he was heard all over the United States, his popularity grew. He became a tastemaker jock, highly influential on American record sales. After living in Mexico for 8 months, though, he moved to Minneapolis and managed a station there while maintaining his Wolfman show on XERF by sending them taped shows. After a 1971 change in the broadcast laws in Mexico, Wolfman became syndicated on over 2,000 stations in 53 countries. In 1973, he played himself in the George Lucas film American Graffiti. That led to television appearances on shows such as The Odd Couple, Wonder Woman, Emergency, and The Hollywood Squares. Also in 1973, Wolfman began announcing for and hosting NBC's music show, The Midnight Special. The following year, the Guess Who had the idea of singing a song about him and seeing if he would record some of his trademark chatter to be mixed into the single. He agreed, and they had an instant hit.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high. Clap for the Wolfman. You gonna dig until the day you die. So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey babe, do you wanna coo, coo, coo? She said I. So I was left out in the cold. I said, you're what I've been dreaming of. She said I don't want to know.
Oh, you know, she was digging the cat out.
Clap for the Wolfman, he gon' reach your record high.
Yes, baby, I'm your doctor of love.
Clap for the Wolfman, you gon' dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the Wolfman's promptness of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour, she hops slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on a dime. Said, hey baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey babe, do you wanna coo, coo, coo? She said, I. Said, I'm about to overload. I said, you're what I've been living for. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you thought she was digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' reach your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig in till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the Wolfman.
I got it.
at number 11 with a single that eventually climbed up to number 6. That was The Guess Who, along with a special guest named in the title, Clap for the Wolfman. At number 10, we have The Beat, a four-man rock act led by Paul Collins. For me personally, The Beat rivaled The Cars, The Knack, and 2020 as my favorite band back in the day. I can recall how The Beat were set to appear on American Bandstand one Saturday back in February 1980. I couldn't wait to see them on TV. The date happened to be the same date as a regional piano festival I was scheduled to play in, but I didn't think that would be a problem. The festival was being held in town, and in all my previous years, my slot had always been very early in the morning. Unfortunately, this time it was different. To my horror, I found out that I was in a group scheduled to play for the judges at the exact time American Bandstand started. And, under the rules of the festival, even after I finished my own pieces, I would not be released from the room until the entire group's performances were completed. Other than skipping the festival altogether, there was nothing I could do. This was long before my family or anybody I knew had a video cassette recorder. I did consider watching it at a friend's house and pretending that I had gotten the times mixed up, but I had already been in bad trouble 4 months earlier for going without permission to a concert by the Knack on a school night. There was no skipping this piano festival. My friends would have to watch Bandstand and tell me about it. I hoped that through some odd turn of events that I would someday be able to see a rerun of The Beat on Bandstand.
I went down to check out the local disco show.
One of the two songs they played on American Bandstand back in 1980, that was The Beat featuring Paul Collins and Rock and Roll Girl, a performance that I didn't see until many years later when YouTube came along.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have a song that spent a week at number nine on the Cashbox charts on its way up to number eight. In fact, it peaked at number eight in Cashbox, Record World, and Billboard. The gifted vocalist who actually made the song popular, Nicolette Larson, became friends with the song's writer, Neil Young, while working with him as a background singer on his album, American Stars and Bars. Regarding her recording of this particular song, Nicolette stated, quote, "I got that song off a tape I found lying on the floor of Neil's car. I popped it in the tape player and commented on what a great song it was. Neil said, 'You want it? It's yours.'" Close quote.
Gonna take a lot of love, change the way things are. It's gonna take a lot of love, we won't get too far.
Number 9, that was Nicolette Larson with A Lot of Love, a single that became a hit thanks to early support it received from KZAM Seattle, WDQR Raleigh, and WLVQ Columbus.
Universe Top 40!
Should have reached number 8.
Now we're up to a song that is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. Oddly enough, our number 8 is by a group called The Nines, a band from Oakville, Ontario, led by Steve Eggers. Eggers wrote the theme song to the sitcom The Jane, and his band has placed recordings in television shows such as Dawson's Creek, Party of Five, and Joan of Arcadia. Song that is both modern and great and should have reached number 8. Those were The Nines with Doesn't Matter What I Do.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is an instrumental by a true lifelong ambassador of New Orleans music, Al Hurt. Alois Maxwell Hurt was born in New Orleans on November 7, 1922. Al's father, a local cop, bought him his first trumpet at age 6. In just 10 years, Al became a professional, playing at a New Orleans horse track. At 18, he went to Cincinnati to study at the conservatory there under Frank Simon, an associate of John Philip Sousa. Al then played the bugle for the U.S. Army during World War II. After the war, Al joined swing bands with Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, and Benny Goodman. After a long road stint as a soloist with Horace Heights Orchestra, Al returned to New Orleans. At this stage, his recording career took off. He had a top 10 single with Java and followed it up with consistently critically acclaimed releases, both singles and albums. As the 50s turned into the 60s, Al ran his own New Orleans club while charting with a wide variety of recordings ranging from traditional Dixieland to the theme from The Green Hornet. He had enough financial success to be one of the minority owners of the New Orleans Saints NFL expansion team. And that wasn't his only tie to the NFL. He was the featured halftime performer at the very first Super Bowl in 1967. Al continued to perform and record until around a year before his death in New Orleans on April 27, 1999. Our little slice of heaven today belongs to Al Hurt and his version of Music to Watch Girls By. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Al Hurt and his record that preceded the top of the hour news every day for several years at one of the AM radio stations in Jonesboro, Arkansas, Music to Watch Girls By. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Joachim from Germany heard our 7440 kilohertz broadcast on his Grundig Satellite 500 with built-in telescopic antenna. He reported 45444 and indicated a strong signal, no interference, with little noise and very low fading. He stated that he enjoyed the program, not only the great music, but also the information about the artists. Well, thank you, Joachim, for your detailed report and your kind words. We send our best regards to you, and we hope that you find many strong signals in your future shortwave listening. Danielle from France sent us her greetings and stated she hopes we are having a great week. Well, Danielle, we are, and we sincerely hope the same for you. Mr. C from the UK advised us through Mixcloud that our September 21, 2019 show was a favorite of his. Well, Mr. C, thank you for your compliment and special thanks for listening to us in the first place. We know that we cannot become someone's favorite show if that someone never gives us a listen. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. Today's act, a studio-based association of musicians, certainly qualifies. Several months ago, when playing Can't Take It With You by the Alan Parsons Project, I pointed out that the lead singer on that track was not actually Alan Parsons, but was Dean Ford, the former lead singer for the British-based rock act Marmalade. Later, when we listened to the song Magic by Pilot, we discussed Alan Parsons' use of that group as instrumentalists on most of his recordings. Today, we are focusing on the Alan Parsons album track Breakdown, which was included on the iRobot album, a collection based in part on the science fiction literature of Isaac Asimov, whose book of the same title was published in 1950. Once again, Parsons played acoustic guitar and produced. He relied on Ian Burnson, David Payton, Stuart Tosh, and Duncan McKay, all from the band Pilot, to cover most of the remaining instruments. His songwriting partner, Eric Wolfson, added an electric piano and the new Philharmonia chorus under the direction of Andrew Powell, overdubbed the choir parts. So who sang lead this time? Not Dean Ford, and not Eric Wolfson, and not any members of the band Pilot. It was a musician for whom Parsons had engineered back in the 60s, Alan Clark, the lead vocalist of The Hollies. Bonus hit at number 6. That was the Alan Parsons Project, featuring the lead vocal of Alan Clark and Break.
Number 5.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a song by Judge Kenneth Peterson, a blues, soul, and gospel guitarist and keyboard player who actually performed on The Tonight Show, The Ed Sullivan Show, and What's My Line at the age of 5 under the stage name of Lucky Peterson. As a child, he recorded an album for the jazz label Perception Records and appeared on the television show Soul. Later, after studying symphonic French horn at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts, Lucky returned to soul music and became a backup musician for Etta James, Bobby Blue Bland, and Little Milton. After collaborating with Mavis Staples, Lucky went to Memphis to record the album Beyond Cool. From that album is a song that we think should have reached number 5, That's the Way It Ought to Be.
I ain't never seen a woman look at me like that. Do things different in the city. I ain't never seen a woman shake her body that way. And
about those starving kids or catching some strange disease. That little thing, don't worry, that nasty stuff we're saying kind of make you feel at ease, and that's the way all the geek. You make me slow down when I break into a run. Of your finger kind of makes it hard on me. That's the way it ought to be. You make me realize graffiti ain't so dumb. That's the way it ought to be. You make me compromise when I'm having too much fun. That's the way it ought to be. I know the whole world can't stop turning and live like you and me. That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be, yeah.
Coming in at number 5, that was Lucky Peterson along with the ever-present Jack Holder on guitar with That's the Way It Ought to Be.
All-Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we are going to play a song that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today's selection basically did that, peaking at number 26 in Cashbox and 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. That same single reached number 6 in England, number 6 on the Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart, and number 6 in Australia. However, its real successes were in Canada, New Zealand, and South Africa, where it became a number 1 single.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact.
A song that was performed at the closing of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, 13 years after it hit number one in Canada, New Zealand, and South Africa, that was Midnight Oil and Beds Are Burning.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our number three from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Mount Prospect, Illinois, the home of that gritty five-man garage band known as the Shadows of Night. Formed as the Shadows in 1964, the band changed its name when it discovered that a British group called the Shadows already existed. By 1965, bassist Joe Kelly switched to become the lead guitarist, and previously guitarist Warren Rogers took over on bass. When their lead singer, Norm Gotch, was drafted into the U.S. military, guitarist and vocalist Jerry McGeorge replaced him. With Tom Schaefer on drums and Jim Soans on lead vocals, the band became the house band at a club called The Cellar in Arlington Heights, Illinois. This engagement led to an opening slot at a Byrds concert in Chicago, during which they performed the song Gloria, originally recorded by the Van Morrison-led band Them. Signed to Dunwich Records, they recorded Gloria immediately. In the process, the Shadows of Night replaced the lyric, quote, "She comes to my room, then she made me feel all right," close quote, with, quote, "She called out my name, that made me feel all right," close quote, after recalling that WLS had banned the original version by them. That small change certainly paid off, because it became the number one single on the WLS countdown, reaching number 10 on the Billboard charts and number 7 in Cashbox.
Like tape out my baby, you know she come around. It's about 5'4", all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Man, I feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I I G L O R I A.
Gloria.
G L O R I A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every place.
Gloria.
Yeah.
comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name. That made me feel all right.
With our three from way downtown, those were the Shadows of Night with their classic single, Glory.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a song that we believe should have reached number 1. And when one stops to consider that several million people purchased this selection as an album track, it is practically irrelevant that it was not released as a single. We previously played the classic Boston song More Than a Feeling from the same album, pointing out how most of its recording took place in a basement. That first Boston album was certainly a triumph. FM rock radio played every track on it. One of the songs I literally wore out on my own Boston 8-track tape was Hitch a Ride, which I heard on the radio all the time, even though it was never released as a single. Whether hearing it on a vinyl album, an 8-track tape, or on the radio, Hitch a Ride always sounded like a number one single to me.
There's night in New York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Steel out of a tree is to pity every living thing that's died. Gonna hitch a ride, head for the other side. Leave it all behind. Never change my mind. Gonna sail away. Sunlight's another day. Freedom on my mind. Carry me away for the last time.
number two with an album track that we think should have been a number one single. That was Boston with Hitch a Ride, written and produced by Tom Scholz. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one, and it is the recording that holds the distinction of being the very first television theme song to hit number one. Over the years, there have been numerous television theme songs that have become and remain incredibly well known. Themes from shows such as Route 66, I Love Lucy, Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, The Monkees, Batman, and The Partridge Family, those are some of the best known TV themes. However, none of those theme songs reached number one on the Billboard, Cashbox, or Record World charts. In 1974, Philadelphia-based producers Gamble and Huff used their studio musicians from Sigma Sound to record under the name MFSB, which stood for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. One of the tracks they recorded was called TSOP, which stood for The Sound of Philadelphia. While it was an instrumental for a large portion of the song, there are vocals at the end, so Gamble and Huff drafted the 3 Degrees to sing the all-important background vocals at the end of the song. So what television show benefited from all of this work? It was the long-running late-night music show established and hosted by Don Cornelius, Soul Train. Television theme song to hit number one, that was MFSB with TSOP. Well, that's that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.